Rainmaker FM.
This episode of Copyblogger FM is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform. I'll tell you a little bit more about this complete solution for digital marketing and sales later, but you can check it out and take a free spin for yourself at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform. Hey there, it is so good to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone. I'm the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital. I also like to hang out with the folks who do the heavy lifting over on the Copyblogger blog. Remember that you can always get show notes for every episode. Those typically will include links. They often include free extra resources at copyblogger.fm. And that's also where you can get the complete show archive. So I am here today with Pamela Wilson. She is our EVP of Educational Content. She is my co-lead in the Authority Community and our Certified Content Marketer Group. And she's also instrumental in helping us get big content-focused projects out the door. So, Pamela, good talking with you today.
It is so good to be here.
Yeah, it's fun. We've got a couple of things to talk about this month, which is fun. So for those who don't know my company, pretty much everybody in our company has an interesting work week. Everybody's got interesting projects on the boil all the time. But you have been tasked with addressing an audience problem that has been, you know, an issue for a while now, and something that we have really been thinking about. What's the best way to help people out with this? Do you want to just start by talking about what is that problem that we're trying to solve with the topic of the call today?
Yeah, the mystery problem, right? So the thing that we have been trying to work out is how to best serve our audience with our email marketing. So what we have been doing over the years is what most people do who have content-based websites, which is they send out their content as it's published. In the case of Copyblogger, that ends up being quite a bit of content because we produce a lot of content, and that's what I want to talk about as we go forward. But you know, what I have found is email marketing continues to be very effective. It's very personal. It's very direct. But what has happened over the years is that there's just a lot more of it now in our inboxes. So we've become aware that we're kind of sharing that inbox space with a lot of other content. And we wanted to see what we could do to better serve our audience with an email that would be more useful.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, not everyone, this is a problem that in some ways is an unusual one because of the volume of content that we produce. Although certainly there are organizations that just, you know, do produce lots and lots of content. But we do publish a lot. We publish a lot of text content. We publish a lot of audio content. And of course, then we have, you know, business things that are going on, opportunities to pick up offers and things like this. So yeah, that audience overwhelm thing. Let's talk people through kind of what we've planned to help make this a little bit more manageable and what they can expect from their email coming from our company.
What we were trying to come up with was something that would serve the audience and just be kind of a central location where they could find all of our content. So what we've developed is this one high value email, kind of like a digest email that we'll send out every week. On Thursdays is the day we have planned right now. So it'll go out on Thursday, and it's going to gather together all of our written and audio content in one place. And one thing I want to talk about is that, you know, especially when we started doing our podcast, there was suddenly this dramatic increase in the quantity of content that we were producing. And I talked to a lot of people who were like, I just can't keep up. There's so much, you know, there's so much coming out. And I think there was a change that happened that we never really verbalized, but the change in our attitude toward our content was sort of like, we're going to put out a lot of different content. It's not all for everyone. So I think what we're hoping is that people see our content, both our audio and our written content, more like a menu of things that they can choose from. It's guidance that they can choose from. It's not all going to be for everyone every single week. So the idea is, depending on the project you're working on, depending on where you are in your business or what your current challenges are, you're going to listen to specific podcasts. You're going to read certain articles to help you right where you are at that moment. So the idea behind this email is to gather all of those resources in one place and just deliver them in a format that's very easy.
Yeah, and I know you and I have talked about, you know, Copyblogger has become kind of like a magazine. And normally we don't get a magazine and then open it up and then read like all the way through, you know. We just kind of pick out, I want to, you know, my attention is grabbed by this article that's really relevant to me. And then I'm going to skip over and read another one. And then maybe later this week, I'm going to read that one that was intriguing, but I didn't have time for. So it's not like you just sit down the way maybe we do with a book and just start at the beginning and go through to the end. It's much more you bounce around, you follow your interests. And I think Copyblogger has been more of a magazine for a while, but I think you're right. I don't know that we expressly articulated that.
Right. And, you know, we have a big audience who has been following our work for many years. And for many years, they could literally read everything that we produced. It was no problem. We were publishing, you know, at one point, I think we were publishing 3 posts a week. So it was like, well, I'm going to read whatever Copyblogger puts out. But then suddenly it kind of ramped up. So our approach was to basically offer the broad expertise that we have within our company so that everyone in our company who has something to offer has a way to offer that expertise to our audience. But it's not all going to be pertinent at the same time to all the same people. So I think, you know, those people who are trying to consume everything we put out there, suddenly it was like, I've got a lot more to consume now, you know? So I did want to talk about that on the podcast, that the intention is always we are offering you lots of guidance and lots of information, but the idea is that you pick out what works for you now, and we are here for you every step of the way. So if you're just starting out, we'll have information for you. If you are laying the foundation for your online business or your content marketing, we definitely have information for you. And if you have more advanced challenges, we have information for you. So we can help you every step of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I've said before about Copyblogger is it's long been this way. It's a little bit of a watering hole. All kinds of critters, you know, come to Copyblogger. There are some sites that are super niche down and they have a very tightly defined audience. We've always had a varied audience. So some people, you know, people at different levels, people who do different things for a living, people who have different kinds of focus, you know, and I think that's more true than ever. I mean, we have, especially when we went to so much audio content, we have kind of the audio people, we have the text people. And when you have a diverse audience like that, you have to help everybody find what works for them and what's going to be relevant to them and help them have a more awesome day and more awesome results.
Right. So this new email, we decided to give it a title, and we have some big plans for it. So the title is Copyblogger Weekly, and the tagline is Your Portable Guide to Building Online Authority with Content Marketing. So we're kind of gathering all the information under those titles. And we're starting out, I'm very excited about this part, we're starting out at the top of the email. It's not just a digest, like, okay, here's all our content, here's your menu, pick out what you're going to consume. We're starting out with an encouraging message from you.
Yes.
And we're literally calling it like from the desk of Sonia Simone. So it's really just a personal message from you to our readers. I think people are going to love that personal touch.
Yeah, well, I definitely hope so. I mean, I think it's, in a way, it's kind of self-curating our content. just funny thing. I mean, normally a curated piece, you go out and find a massive material around the web and kind of corral it and focus it. We're actually doing that with our own material because we have so much. I'm going to pause for just a moment. We're going to take a quick break just for a moment or so. And when we come back, we'll just get a little more into the specifics about the new piece, about what you can expect, and about, you know, some of the lessons that we have learned along the way. This episode of Copyblogger FM is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform. So I have to tell you, I have owned a digital business in one form or another for a long time. And when I started out, I have to say building a reasonably complex functioning website was just hard. It was expensive. It took a lot longer than you wanted it to. And it didn't necessarily work exactly the way that you hoped it would work when you rolled it out. Now, those kinds of frustrations were exactly what led us to develop the Rainmaker platform. We wanted to make it simple enough that you could make a fast start, but also robust enough that you could add that more complex functionality that can really, really change things for a digital business. So I'm talking about elements like a membership community, multiple products, free and paid products, and email automation. We also threw in all of the things that tend to be a hassle to manage. So Rainmaker platform includes premium hosting, it includes all of your WordPress upgrades, and it includes some very, very serious security, as well as your business email. And all of that is wrapped up in your choice of dozens of great-looking, mobile-responsive design frameworks, which you can literally change anytime you like just by clicking a button. I have to say, right now, Rainmaker platform, which includes the premium hosting, includes all the features, the cool membership capability, the email automation, landing pages, podcasting tools, all the bells and whistles. Right now, Rainmaker platform is a lower monthly fee than I was paying just for email on my old personal site. And I don't need any kind of expensive consulting to get it set up. I can just get started. And that's not an uncommon scenario. It all works together, which means it works. And as your sophistication as a business owner grows, the features are there to grow right with you. You can get started at rainmaker.fm/platform. And right now you can get 14 days free to try it out and get a taste of how quickly you can get up and running with a truly powerful website for your business. You can get that rolling at rainmaker.fm/platform. Thanks for coming back. Good to see you again. I am here with Pamela Wilson, and we are talking about the new Copy Blogger Weekly, which is our new email strategy for the Copy Blogger blog. So what can you tell us about what to expect, about what to look for, about what you've learned in the process?
Well, it's, as I said before, it's called Copy Blogger Weekly. It's going to open with a note from you. Just kind of a personal message, which I'm excited about because I think it takes it beyond just being a listing of our content. It's a chance for them to hear from you and hear about what you're thinking about and just get maybe like no pressure, Sonia, but just to get like an encouraging message, you know, something to kind of set the tone for the week. So I'm excited about that. I think that's going to differentiate it from the typical kind of curated content email that is sent out because it will have that personal message. And then after that, it's going to be our written content and our audio content. And people will be able to, in with one click, basically go to the piece of content that they want to consume. And the one thing, I don't think we've made this clear so far in this podcast, but the big change is that we are going from sending out pretty much a daily email or an email every time we publish, which right now is Monday through Thursday, but it has been as often as Monday through Friday. We were emailing people that our new content every day. We're going from that to one email a week. So it's a pretty big change. And what we're hoping is that people will see these emails as so valuable and they'll follow up on the content and then, you know, go in and consume what is most useful for them. And I think one of the advantages of sending it out on Thursday is people get it just ahead of the weekend, which is when they may have time to actually, you know, follow some of those links or listen to some of those podcasts. So it's a chance for them to kind of line up the content that they're going to be consuming over the next couple of days. So that was a very intentional decision as well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of you don't prepare for Monday on Monday if you want to have a great Monday. It's
right.
Great, you know, it's great to prepare for Monday on Sunday or Thursday or Friday. Yeah, so we'll just try and help you get your ducks in a row to, you know, do what you want to do with your business or your career or what have you, and your content, and just get everything aligned so that you know what's coming up. And what you can start working on. So I think it's going to be a good format. I mean, I think people will, it'll take some getting used to. You know, some of us have been hitting, just doing that www.copyblogger.com, you know, which of course we can still do. You are still welcome to do that. But some of us have become so used to the daily rhythm of it. And our email subscribers are going to have a little bit different rhythm. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works for people. But I think once people are used to it, I think they're really going to get a good benefit from it.
I think so. And it, like you said, it's a matter of developing new routines and new habits. But I think one of the most important takeaways from this whole thing, that this is kind of the meta lesson that we could communicate to our listeners, is that it's really important to pay attention to how things are changing in the industry you're operating within. So for example, I don't know if you remember online video, when it first became a thing that you could do, videos were, a lot of them were 15 or 20 minutes long. Some of them were 30 minutes long. And nowadays, people want you to keep them well below 5 minutes. And they usually say, like, don't make them longer than 3 minutes. And some of the most effective ones I've seen have been like 2 minutes or a minute and a half. So video content has gotten shorter and shorter. And I think people have responded to that by changing the way that they're delivering their information when it's delivered on video. The other thing that has changed is podcast audio quality. Do you remember the days when people used to make podcasts by calling in on a phone and recording the phone call?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we would never get away with that nowadays, because I think people expect a higher level of quality. And, you know, when you think about written posts, written content marketing nowadays is formatted quite differently than how it was when we first started reading content online. People have realized that when people read on screens, they just read differently. They tend to format it differently. They break up their paragraphs, make them shorter, add lots of bulleted lists, add in subheads. They use more images. So all of that, you know, written online content has also evolved. And this is our way of evolving email. This is how we are evolving the way we stay in contact with our audience. So again, I think the lesson is to just kind of watch what's going on. And don't be afraid to pivot a little bit or iterate what you're doing to respond to how people are consuming the information in the type of media that you're using.
Well, yeah, and Copyblogger has always been a big company for experimentation. Really, just right from the beginning, we've always done lots of experiments and see how they work. I mean, it's not nothing's written in stone. I do think. I think that this strategy reflects a pretty important larger trend that we've got to get real about, which is information overwhelm. You know, there was the article about content shock. And what are we going to do when there's just more content created than the human race can consume? Which
right.
seems like such a crazy problem, but it kind of is a thing. And you have to realize just the volume of noise and clutter. And then think about, well, how am I going to stand above the noise and clutter? How am I going to differentiate? Number one thing that we always recommend is, you know, actually put the time in on your material. We're seeing a lot of sites move away from publishing quite so often to publishing less often, but you know, going big when they go out. Mm-hmm. So a lot mm-hmm. of the people listening to this, I'm such a writer. A lot of people listening to this, you know, we get asked all the time, well, how often should I blog? How often should I podcast? I'd rather see you have a regular, predictable thing you can stick to, but maybe communicate less often, but then really communicate with high, high quality. And so I think right. This is very aligned with that kind of trend.
Absolutely. And I know we wanted to talk to people about what they need to do so they can get the digest email, because people, after they've heard this, might be kind of excited to get the digest email, hopefully. They don't have to do anything. So if you are on our email list, you will just begin getting a digest email. You will stop getting the daily emails, and you'll see this new format in your inbox on Thursdays. Thursday morning, it'll come out. So, and I would love to hear what people think about it, and maybe people could leave comments on this episode.
Yeah, do let us know. Again, if you're picking this up on iTunes or somewhere else, you can just swing by copyblogger.fm, and that just automatically whisks you to the feed for this podcast, Copyblogger FM podcast, and let us know. Like, I know some of you are going to be like, thank you, because
right.
we have been sending you quite a bit of email. But yeah, let us know what you think of it. Let us know what you think about, especially when you've had a chance to look at an episode or two. I am really going to try and help give some context and give some, just some connection, you know, to the whole thing, give you my take on kind of how what we've published for the week is reflecting maybe either the zeitgeist or what's going on in the company or what's going on in the larger culture. Just try and bring some context to it and a little bit of personal connection. And you guys know I always love to hear from you. So let me know in the comments how this strikes you. Some of you may have some trepidations, and that's to be expected, but it would be awesome if you could try it out. and then let us know how it strikes you.
Give it a couple of weeks maybe, but I know I am trying to decide, are we going to hear from more people who say, thank you for condensing your content into one weekly email, or are we going to hear from more people who say, I miss hearing from Copyblogger every day? So we'll see. We'll have to play some bets and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, and you know, because of the nature of the human brain, I mean, we'll hear more from people who liked it better the old way, just because we communicate more about things that are not working for us. Right. But we do want to know, and we want to know, you know, kind of what's working, or if there's a way we could frame it better. We're very, very interested in how is this striking you guys? You know, is it doing what we want it to do, which is to help manage your crazy inbox and get the relevant good things to you in a way that's just a lot easier for you to consume. So we're very curious to know how it strikes you, and do just swing by and let us know, you know, what you think. Maybe if there's something that you'd like to see expanded or, you know, just curious to see how it strikes you.
Absolutely. This is our iteration number one of this email. So we would love to hear any ideas that people have or suggestions.
Good stuff. All right. Well, we're at the 20-minute mark, so I think I'm going to wrap us up here and just let people know, if you're not subscribed to Copyblogger yet, there are all kinds of like cool benefits and advantages to making that happen. Just go to copyblogger.com. Very easy to get signed up. You will get our very reader-friendly weekly digest of content, so you can pick and choose exactly what's relevant to you and prepare for a week of awesomeness ahead of you. And Pamela, thank you so much. It's always good talking with you.
It was great to be here. Thanks, Sonia.
All right. Take care.